So what are some of the solutions? So here's what I think we need to do. First of all, we need to deal with the existing $1 trillion of debt, and we need to help borrowers manage and repay that debt. And second, we need to make sure we don't get to $2 trillion. We have to stop this problem from getting worse. I think there needs to be a shared responsibility at multiple levels for the higher in the higher education system. First, the federal government needs to make sure the interest rates stay low and Pell Grants are available to the most needy students. Those are two really important things. The income-based repayment program is a great option. It's a great tool for students to be able to use. Second, there's a role for states. States need to fund higher education and need to make sure that that the schools that have been flagship universities are funded, and the community colleges, which give so many people an option to be able to access higher education, are funded. The schools themselves play a role, the institutions of higher education. They need to be doing everything they can to make sure that costs stay low for students and that students aren't relying just on debt to finance their education. And the students themselves have a responsibility. The students themselves need to make sure that they have the financial information that they need to make good decisions. Are they taking out all of the federal loans that they can before they start taking out private loans? That can be really important. And the students also need to work hard to graduate on time. Being in school for 6 or 7 years gets really expensive. And so both the schools themselves, the institutions of higher education, the state, the federal government, and the students, we need to encourage students to graduate on time to help keep costs down for them. Another thing that we've been working on at the Center for American Progress and Campus Progress is actually talking about how to refinance existing student loan debt. So you can refinance just about any kind of debt that you have, right? Even state and local governments refinance their debt to take advantage of historically low interest rates. The federal government right now borrows money at about 1.97%. So there is record low interest rates right now. Student loan borrowers, though, borrow money at 3.4% for subsidized loans and 6.8% for unsubsidized loans. So the $1 trillion of loans that exist right now, actually the majority of them are over 6% interest rate. In the private loan market, interest rates can be anywhere between 3 and 20% on their loans. So if we allowed students to refinance their loans to a lower interest rate, the calculations that we did were actually based on a 5% interest rate, which is a lot more than I just refinanced my house for. But if you were allowed to refinance your loans to 5%, in 2013 alone, borrowers would save $14 billion in interest payments, just in interest payments. That's money that people can use to buy homes, to buy cars, to save money for their own retirement or to pay off their loan faster. It would generate $24 billion of economic stimulus into the economy, and that's just in 2013 alone. So taking advantage of historically low interest rates and refinancing, allowing borrowers to refinance their debt would be a great step in the right direction. Moving some of the private loans into the federal loan system would be another great step to take, because the private loans, as I said, don't have any consumer protections on them. So if the private borrowers were able to move their loan into the direct loan program, they would have some protections like income-based repayment for their loans. The other thing I think that we need to do is get a broad cross-section of people who are affected by this issue to start talking about it. I started working on student loans, and I can't tell you the number of my friends who sort of sheepishly said, I have $80,000 in debt, or I didn't want to talk about it, but there was a while that I couldn't pay it back and my credit's ruined. This is an issue that affects millions and millions of people. And we have to start telling those stories, and we have to start talking about the reality of this debt to individuals in our country and also to the broader economy as a whole.